Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Let Me Twist in Podcast. It is Wista. Welcome to the podcast. We talk about the shit that I want to talk about, not what you want to talk about. Because we talked about what you wanted to talk about, you'd be here, but you're not fucking here. If you are a new listener, welcome. If you are part of the Wista gang, part of the Wista crew, welcome back. You guys, I feel like there's so many things going on, and I know I was supposed to post like last week, but when I tell you, last week was definitely tiring, and with the amount of fucking information and tea and just all the shit going on, bro, what the fuck happened during Black History Month that is now into Women's History Month? But first thing first is happy Women's History Month to all the women listeners out there. Yes, all of you, love you. Yes, girl power, pussy power. If you got a poom poom, raise it up. If you don't got one but you identify as a woman, girl, do what you gotta do. Pat your private parts. Do what you gotta do. You deserve it. But let's get on to life update. As you know, what are we? Week 5 of being laid off. Girl, we're just gonna figure it out like fucking Styles P and Jadakiss said. We're gonna make it somehow, some way. I don't know how. But yes, if you are currently going through like, I don't know, a layoff, or even if you're looking to like change your career and you, let's say you're not even working right now, try to find a hobby, start a routine. I'll even say like use this as a time to vacation or even take like a small little rest. So use that time for yourself, reflect, think about anything that you want to bring to fruition into your life, and just do that. Okay, now let's get on to these topics, because oh my god, bro, I don't know what's going on. I told you guys, Pluto and Aquarius is exposing a lot of things. And we know there's a lot of exposure going on within the entertainment business. And I'm not surprised. And we know inflation is happening. We know that the fucking elections is this year. Bro, I don't know what the fuck is going on. 2024 just feels like Jumanji, but just on steroids when it comes to just people getting exposed. So this is going to be a very much, I don't know, it's going to be a ratchet episode. I feel like it's going to be a little ratchet just because we got to talk about the Zeus Network and their shit. We got to talk about fucking Meek Mill being DL, allegedly. And then we got to talk about, like, Risa Tisa and that whole situation with Legion, which, oh my god. Okay, let's start with Risa Tisa. So if you guys don't know who Risa Tisa is, go listen to the last episode, because, girl, I'm not going to be explaining to you about a whole fucking 52-part series. I think it's 52 parts, 50-part. But Legion, who was the man that is her ex-husband, who basically made her, like, go through this major like transformation and actually come out about the story, he did an interview with a small YouTuber named Simply Wavy. You can actually go watch that 2-hour interview where he basically tries to like prove that he's correct, but he's not. Like, every single thing he said was a lie. If you want to laugh or like watch somebody lie for 2 hours straight, do it, because I'm not gonna lie, I watched that shit at least 3 times and I laughed my ass off, because this man was contradicting himself. He's like, yeah, you know, before I met her, she was only using Androids, and you know, I had to get her to use Apple products. But literally, she said how you moved in with her like a little bit after meeting, and then you're telling the interviewer that you never moved in with her because of COVID, and that you had an apartment near Atlanta, but then you had a home in a different side of Georgia. That don't make no fucking sense. And then looking at the background and everything, you look like you ain't got your shit together, because why you got that fucking dingy ass fucking do-rag? You got this fucking cross chain, don't even look authentic. You got this big ass white tee from Walmart. No shit, anybody who shop at Walmart, I shop at Walmart too. But he got one of those like really, really bootleg Hanes t-shirts on. The titties are sitting pretty, because I don't know what happened. Risa said that you went from a 3XL down to a large. And I'm sorry, sir. I don't know. Maybe it's your new relationship with that lady. But you at least look like you sit in a 4XL. Okay, stop it. And it's during that whole interview, he's not even looking at the camera. And I always say this, regardless if you're doing an interview, even like a job interview, try to focus on the camera. Try to look at the person, because it's so easy to detect that somebody's telling a lie. They might do certain things. They might have certain flitches. So even for the fact that he was saying, oh, yeah, he used to, for charity work, he would actually like drive forklifts and get a certification in forklifting. Anybody who works in a warehouse, is that actually accurate that you can actually get certified in forklifting? Because that don't make sense. And then also for the fact that the Social Security was different in the wedding license, and he was like, oh well, you can't put a different Social Security on a wedding license because the FBI and everybody's gonna come and get you. I'm like, you can do your Googles and find that out. So it's definitely interesting to see how that's gonna play out. And then also, I'm happy for Risa Tisa and how she's getting all this notoriety. a lot of people are talking about the fact that she was promised by Legion to get a BMW M5 with what? It's blue with cognac interior. I personally don't like cognac interior. I don't like peanut butter interior at all. It just makes me think about peanut butter. But a lot of people are like, well, BMW should have given her the car. I have to say this, maybe for me sitting in the aspect of PR marketing, when it comes to moments like this, everyone's going to jump on it. But also too, is we have to realize when it comes to gifting a car, which freaking dealer is going to be the one to offer this vehicle? That's the first thing. Because let's not forget too, is you have the brand, but then also you have the dealers, which are also businesses as well. So mind you, I actually had a client that was a car company, so I know about this. You would have to make sure the dealer is fine with that, but then as well, what are you guys offering her? Are you guys offering her a free vehicle, or are you guys offering her a loan or like a discounted vehicle? Because y'all know how it is. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, but Stanley gave a woman a car. But the purpose of Stanley giving that woman a car was the fact that she literally videotaped the fact that her car went on fire and her Stanley cup still was around. When it comes to the Risa Tisa situation with BMW, Legion, aka her lying, pathological, lying ass ex-husband, was the one that owed her one. Do I think she deserves a car still? I think she does. And especially with the fact that now she is signed with the CAA, which is one of the top talent agencies, she definitely can get a way much better car than a BMW M6. She can definitely get like one of those like official cars. Bitch, she can get a fucking G-Wagon if she wants to. Or a fucking Bentley truck by the time she gets that book deal and everything like that. But I just hope she makes sure to like look through those documents and just make sure that she's getting a good percentage. Because we see this so many times when people go viral and they have that moment where they're working with a talent team. And then there's always somebody that tries to screw something over. So I'm happy for her. And we'll see what happens. But the whole Legion situation. And he was also saying how like there are women in his DM saying they want to be his side chick. I'm sorry. What about Legion gives you very much you would risk it all for him? That man look cheap. He don't even look like he want to pay for your shit. Y'all could probably go to Wendy's and pay $4 for $4. He don't even want to pay for that $4 for $4. Just stop it, please. I think the main purpose of just to like close out this Risa Tisa story is definitely to be mindful. Wait, hold on. We're not closing this out, because now I'm thinking about what happened, which was actually one of the topics, because guys, there's a lot of shit that went down. Can we talk about Charlamagne, Just Hilarious, and DJ Envy, aka The Breakfast Club, trying to say that, well, mainly Charlamagne saying that what Risa Tisa did was big back behavior. I feel like the thing is, I can't stand society and these like the society norms of how y'all really think that plus size women or big women are the only ones who are desperate for love and desperate for this, and they'll do whatever. Even when it comes to like tax season, I can't stand when I see memes of y'all just like trying to shame plus size women, saying, oh, this is the only time plus size women is gonna get something is when they pay for it. Y'all be forgetting men be paying for pussy. Y'all be forgetting that women be paying for pussy, because allegedly Natalie Nunn just got exposed for giving Curtis money and shit like that. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Curtis from Bad Boys. But it's the fact that Charlamagne is saying all this, but it's like, Charlamagne, you literally went on your platform, The Brilliant Idiots, and talked about all the shit you put your wife through. You talked about some of them stories that allegedly happened. And then let's not also forget the court case that's happening. So you should not even be talking at all. Another thing too is, and I used to be a big Charlamagne fan, still think he's impactful when it comes to the culture and when it comes to like this whole podcast scene. But it's like, sir, how do you expect people in the politician world to take you seriously when you're talking like this, or even when you go on like platforms like CNN or even MSNBC? Yes, they might hear your voice, but they're still going to take you as a joke just by these type of behaviors. What if you go speak to, I don't know, like Sarah Schneider? Sarah Schneider is a plus size woman. You think she wants to talk to somebody who says, oh, only plus size women are desperate like that? Like, does that make sense? No, it doesn't make sense at all. And I feel like a lot of people tend to forget that in the end, when it comes to you getting played, everybody can get played. Everyone has gotten a moment where they've gotten played or they got scammed. It is all about using your intuition. It's all about knowing your worth. I've seen skinny girls get played. I've seen girls that y'all call the baddest get played. Some of your favorite Instagram models, back when I was living in LA, I know shit about them. They've gotten played. So don't try to say, oh, it's only big back behavior. There are big backs who got standards. Big back standards. It's just y'all like to freaking push this narrative and think you're better than somebody just because they might be a little bit bigger than you. But no, that's not what it is. So I fucking hate that shit. And it's like, bro, just because somebody got a little bit more meat in their body doesn't mean they ugly. They can fix that. So I don't get it at all. It's annoying. I feel like people need to stop that. I'm like so disgusted by it. And I'm like literally rambling right now because it's so annoying to hear this type of shit. Because I feel like sometimes too, specifically in the aspect of like body size and body weight, y'all tend to act as if like plus size folks, plus size women, plus size men don't deserve love, or they don't deserve good things just because they might be a little bit bigger. What the fuck does that mean? Like, I can't stand society. And even the aspect of like, now I'm like going on a whole tangent, but even when it comes to like folks with disabilities, I don't know if you guys seen the show Love on the Spectrum or Love of Spectrum. I like shows like that where they're displaying folks who have disabilities and putting them in a platform and showing them that they can find love, because it's like, hello, there's still people in the end of it. They still get feelings when they get older. They still be craving things sexually, because guess what? That's natural. We are mammals. This science shows that. So it's nice to see like giving those platforms for people to have those aspects and show that regardless of what is going on with someone still deserves those emotions of feeling desired, feeling loved. Because in the end of it, everybody wants to feel desired, everybody wants to feel loved. I don't care if you're like, oh no, what's that's not true. Yes you do, bitch. Yes you do. You're probably sitting right now looking at your ex on fucking Instagram, missing those time and reminiscing those days where he was rubbing on your head or y'all was cuddling in bed. Okay, but to close out Risa Tisa and this whole Charlamagne situation and this whole Just Hilarious, damn, we gotta talk about Just Hilarious too, but just to say this, Risa Tisa deserves so many good things in her life, and the people who have comments and making comments about it, they are just jealous because they didn't have that come up. And also too is, Just Hilarious is not a girl's girl. Just because for you to sit down there and just let them say whatever it is, I'm not surprised. And you know what, let's just transition to this. I feel like the Breakfast Club, it's getting to a tay-day, and I feel like there's gonna be a scandal happening for that. I don't know what it is. Something is telling me there's gonna be a scandal with the Breakfast Club. But when it comes to them adding in Just Hilarious, as much as some people are like, oh my God, I love Just Hilarious, oh, having her on the show, I feel like the thing is, as much as people were talking about Angela Yee and saying, oh, this and that, saying that, y'all were trying to say that she was boring, she added a good ass like aspect to the show. That's why when they announced Just Hilarious as the host, I really wanted them to go with a Lauren, because I feel like sometimes, yes, you got Charlamagne who be saying some extra shit, DJ Envy just there, just to be there. And then bringing in someone who comes with the fact checking. Yes, Angela was messy sometimes, but she still made sure to keep it cool, keep it professional at times. I'm not saying they're not professional, but it's just to the point where it's like, okay, can we have an opposing opinion from the two folks who are going to say some crazy shit? So it's like a lot of people are like, oh, well, the show's not PC anymore. We don't need no more political correctness. I feel like we still need it to a certain extent, because sometimes too is, let's not forget, the youth still watch the show. What are y'all gonna do about it? But regardless, it is what it is. Will I be watching it? Nope, but I see snippets of it. But all I'm gonna say is, man, y'all were wrong. Y'all were the same ones saying that Angela Yee was boring. I see she had a purpose to it. And one thing about Miss Angela Yee, she stays with a job. That's all I can say. But let's keep moving, because I feel like we need to talk about the Zeus Network, just because I had mentioned that Natalie Nunn is currently getting exposed for having a relationship with some of the members from the Zeus cast, allegedly. So if you guys don't know, the Zeus Network, home of many shows such as Baddies East, Jocelyn's Cabaret, Bad Boys, Bad Boys Houston, and the new acclaimed series, Baddies Caribbean. So we know that Natalie Nunn, aka Miss, she runs LA, and that she is the baddest bad girl ever. She is actually one of the executive producers of Baddies, which is probably like one of the top shows on the Zeus Network. So, and if you probably seen her on like Bad Girls Club and all those renditions. But Natalie currently is getting exposed for having a relationship with Curtis, who was on the first season of Bad Boys. And I guess Stunna Girl, oh my God, she leaked those pictures and those videos. But then Curtis also leaked them too. Curtis, you sound like a very much like disturbed sugar baby that's not getting no more sugar from the sugar mama. And now you're like, you know what? To be vengeful, I have to expose it. But it's like everyone kind of knew that Natalie Nunn and her husband had an open relationship. Let's be real. This is not the first time about Natalie getting exposed for messing around outside of her relationship. So I'm pretty sure her husband is going to stay as long as there is money being made. And let's be realistic too. Natalie definitely is the breadwinner of that relationship, and she's proud of it. Which, hey, if that's what it is, that's what it is. She a Capricorn. Not surprised. That could be a little masculine energy. Just being honest, Capricorn, sometimes. But it's definitely interesting to see how the Zeus Network is getting exposed collectively with like Diddy as well, because we do know Lemuel. I did not know this man's name, the CEO of Zeus. It's Lemuel. I keep saying Lemuel or Lemmy, but Lemuel Plummer is now getting exposed even more. We know that he got the clap from one of the girls allegedly. And then now they're saying that Scotty is allegedly pregnant with his baby. But then it's like, bro, what the fuck is going on in this damn Zeus like universe? What is going on? People are using their power for the wrong things, and then they get mad when they get exposed for it. It's like, what the fuck is going on? And I feel like we're definitely going to see more people who have certain forms of power getting exposed, because guess what? The folks with the power struggles are now getting exposed. The folks who were up top using people, manipulating, and all that jazz have to be let go because we're tired of it and we're fed up. But the fact that Natalie literally got on Instagram Live and she was like, you're not even making bread, okay? You're not Jacob, because her husband's name is Jacob. Jacob's gonna stay here. Jacob got all these rollies, bitch. Jacob got this. Jacob got that. And I just said, wow, y'all are so fucking materialistic to the point where it's just so annoying to watch this. It's like, oh my God, I cannot. She's like, Jacob got all these rollies. Jacob been here since day one. Jacob make sure that our daughter's together. Yes, we do this. We took a break. You don't need to talk about this. Nobody listens to your fucking music. That's it. It was only for fun. You so corny. You was out here following us all over the place. Yes, I dropped a bag on you. So what? I'm making more money. More money. More money. Yeah, Natalie Nunn, I got the big ass chin. Okay? Nikki talked about me in her song. Yeah, Natalie Nunn. Literally, I just said that. I was like, bro, I could not. This is why Zeus Network is my guilty pleasure of when I feel bad about my life and I watch that shit to laugh, because I cannot. But I'm, you know what, I can't even be mad. Natalie Nunn, I have to give you props. You definitely extended that bad girl's fame to what it is today. But I do see it slowly dwindling down, because I feel like a lot of people are tired and fed up of this mess. Just like how we see people blocking the shade room. We see people deleting certain things. Just like how we see people not even engaging with platforms like The Breakfast Club. We are at the point where we want more high vibrational quality, especially as a collective, as a community. Yes, we like the ratchetness. Yes, we love the mess. But sometimes we just want to watch something that's normal and entertaining, but then also doesn't fit the narrative what society tends to put within our community specifically. So that makes sense and all. But Natalie and Curtis, you know what? I am not even surprised, because out of all the bad boys of season one, who would Natalie be fucking? Who? Moolah? His ass looked a hot mess too. So I guess the only option she had left was Curtis. Curtis gave me a little corny. Like, he thought he was a shit, but he always gave me corny vibes. And then with Lemuel, which I don't understand. Why didn't your parents just name you Emmanuel? Emmanuel. Why couldn't your parents name you that? But Lemuel, who is from Detroit, not surprised. Detroit nigga behavior, not surprised at all. Ladies, stay away from these men from Detroit. Also, stay away from niggas from Philly, because we can talk about y'all Philly men too. But just in general, Janisha, you could do better. But we'll see what happens when it comes to the Zeus Network debacle. I know I just like went on a tangent on that. And then also, one thing, just because I'm thinking about this, can y'all please stop going to Gold's Plastic to get y'all plastic surgery? Because if you guys don't know, Gold's Plastic is like a very much well-known plastic surgery facility. And they're known for giving influencers free plastic surgery for promotion. Y'all need to stop doing that. I'm sorry. I am here if you want to change something about your body. You want to get a new body? Do what you got to do. But please do your research. Please do your research. And especially because I know some of y'all be like, oh, well, what's the Rolly from Baddies got her surgery done. Did you not hear that Rolly allegedly needs to get muscle repair because she can't feel certain muscles? Don't play yourself. I'm going to keep saying this. Do your research before you get the surgery. Do your research. Make sure the doctor is a board certified plastic surgeon. Okay, look them up. If they only have pictures of them with breast jobs, but they ain't got no tummy tucks, bitch, you don't get a tummy tuck from that doctor because he don't know how to do tummy tucks. Oh my God, bro, can't. Okay, that's it. I'm gonna close out the Zeus, but let's talk about the music industry and all the bullshit going on with Diddy, Meek Mill, all the DL situations. Am I surprised that these men are getting exposed for being on the DL or being bisexual or being pansexual or being curious? Not at all. Do I think that this is surprising? Do I believe this? I do believe it, but I will say this. The way Meek Mill is getting exposed for allegedly having a relationship with Diddy, due to the fact that there's actually a lawsuit against Diddy, Meek Mill, Young Miami, and some other artists involved, and it's the fact that this all ties up to Diddy. Am I surprised this is happening? No, because we do see when people are in power, they tend to use their power for certain things. I will say the fact that, hey, if Diddy, I'm gonna say this right now, Diddy, if I was you, come out. Just come out already. Come out, just say you bi, say you gay, whatever it is, just come out already. Because regardless of what it is, there's so much evidence of you're not living your truth. I understand the era and the time that you're from, it wasn't celebrated to express your sexuality. But now with Lil Nas X and all these other rappers, you can definitely say you're gay. You can definitely say you're bisexual. There's no problem with that. But the fact that you are manipulating people allegedly for their innocence, I'm not saying, you know, innocence, their bodies, but also just using them to manipulate them and use your power to get what you want of them, you're going to get your karma. I have to say that. You're going to get your karma. And we see this especially even when it comes like Russell Simmons. We see this when it comes to these celebrities. And I have to be that person to say it, even if it doesn't, the karma doesn't affect them, it's going to affect their bloodline. Sadly, it's going to affect the kids. Even when it comes to like Diddy, and we're hearing even with Justin Combs being involved in something, which we also know there's alleged rumors about Justin Combs, who had a relationship with Winter, who used to be on the Bad Girls Club, who she allegedly said that there was a situation where she was pregnant and then she was told to abort the child. Girl, go Google that shit. There's so much fucking tea on that. But recently, Meek Mill has been allegedly exposed for having a relationship with Diddy. So he's been on Twitter the whole time saying that he's not gay, he's not this. It's like, sir, if you know you're not for the other team or you're not bisexual, why are you even speaking about it? Why do you feel the need to defend yourself? Like, why do you feel the need to do that? Like, you literally went on a whole Twitter rant and then you actually tried to threaten academics, which is the point. I was like, bro, academics, you're problematic as fuck, but I see you stand your ground and I'm proud you stood your ground, nigga. I'm proud you stood your ground. But it's the fact that you literally went on a fucking rant, Meek. You know I'm gonna call you by your name, Robert. What is R. Kelly's first name? Robert. Y'all need to say about away from them Roberts and them niggas from Chicago, them niggas from Detroit, them niggas from Philly. Robert Reed Meek Williams. First things first is, a lot of the things that you've been doing been a little sus. That damn fucking picture with your skinny ass legs looking ashy in the pool with the fries on your fucking thighs. Still don't get it. I'm pretty sure you had somebody eating fries off your thighs, allegedly. It's the fact that, and I always say this, and let's not forget, you guys, how many times I have said this. Once the rappers get around the billionaires, they act a little different. I don't know if these niggas is not, or like, they're not used to being around motherfuckers with money. It's something every single time they get around these billionaires. I don't know what it is. Somebody tell me. I've been around billionaires before when it comes to like my job, and I don't be feeling nothing like that. Maybe I got a sense of mind. I don't know. But it's getting a little funny. But now they're saying there's leaked audio of Meek and Diddy engaging in sexual activity. So this is alleged audio. I ain't gonna play it on here because, girl, I don't have time for that. But it's on TikTok. You can also find it on Twitter. But you can hear somebody saying, yes, keep fucking this ass. Keep fucking this ass. Keep fucking this ass. You can hear the pounding. I said, damn, whoever drilling that booty, ooh, I know you taking that bitch. But I'm not gonna lie, I sent that shit to my sister. She said, I can't listen to this. I'm not gonna lie, I laughed. I laughed because I said, wow, what kind of hypocrites y'all are. Y'all literally be trying to shame folks who are open with their sexuality and living their lives and living their truth and just doing them and not giving a fuck what society thinks. And look at you out here taking Zozo from somebody and y'all both trying to be secretive about it. Shaking my head. Live your fucking truth, bitch. But it's the fact that Meek is now trying to like hire a private investigator so he can find out who's saying certain things. But it's like, bro, if you know you're not gay, you know you're not bi, why do you care so much? That's a red flag right then and there. Why do you care? And I keep saying this. Why do y'all care about people's sexuality? Why do y'all care? What does it have to do with you? As long as they're having consensual, safe relationships, what does that matter? What does that matter? Let people live their truth. And I'm going to keep saying this, and I'm going to always say this. I feel like right now we're slowly getting to the era where we are going to be more comfortable with seeing more male celebrities come out as pansexual and bisexual. I won't be surprised. I've said this right now. We're going to get to an era where we're going to be more comfortable with bisexual men. And I know some women are going to be like, oh, no, it's a, this and that, this and that. Some of y'all be with bisexual men and y'all don't know it. Because guess what? Y'all don't get that man safe space to express themselves. That's why he's not going to tell you if he's messed with a dude or not. So if I were you, make a safe space so you can find out those answers. And that's all I can say. That's all I can say. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that. But just in general, it's crazy about that, because even though we're talking about Meek Mill, we're also talking the aspect of like Shannon Sharp. And we know that Shannon Sharp just recently posted a video of him with this all dark green outfit with an Hermes orange belt bag walking into a spiritual wine for a meet and greet that he had. And a lot of people say he had a little twang in his walk. Let's not forget, Unk also had two hip replacements. And I did talk, two episodes ago, how allegedly he is a stylist who is gay and also has had a relationship, that stylist specifically had a relationship with a player in NFL, and now people are allegedly that Unk is one of the girls, that he is part of the LGBTQIA community. And I always say this, let that man live his truth. If that's true, let him do his thing. That man is damn near 50 something. Do what you gotta do, bro. You grown, you old. Do what you have to do. But I'm keep saying this, let these celebrities live their truth. Shit does go down in the industry. We see this so many times, even with the aspect of Tiffany Red, who is also friends with Cassie, who's written music for a lot of crazy, amazing celebrities. And she's even suing Diddy, just saying that she feels like she's unsafe. She feels like her career is just not moving the way it's supposed to be moving, just because she didn't do certain things or she didn't let certain things pass. She is a very talented singer-songwriter, so definitely it's sad to see that she's not given the opportunity to truly spread her wings and say what she has to do, just because she probably didn't want to engage in certain things, or it's just the fact that they don't want to give it to her. But it's interesting to see that. But I can say this. Why is everyone who has certain ties with J-Lo getting exposed? I feel like J-Lo, you next. J-Lo, you better be careful, especially with that damn movie you came out with. And then we see the situation with Ben Affleck and some situation. They're saying like him and his ex-wife. You guys, there's so much shit going on. And then also too is freaking Drake Bell from Drake and Josh. He literally talked about the whole situation regarding him going through SA. Yes, he's gonna get a little triggering talking about him being SA'd during the early stages of his career within working at Nickelodeon, because we do know now they're talking about a lot of shit that went down for child stars, specifically Nickelodeon stars, because we do hear about the whole situation with folks who were on shows like Zoe 101 or even shows like Drake and Josh or even iCarly, because we do know there's certain tones that those shows had. For example, there were a lot of things that had to do with feet when it came to shows like even like Victorious, which was definitely freaking weird for the fact that, hey, what the hell? And we know that show that had to do with that, like shows like Victorious, shows like iCarly, shows like Drake and Josh, all were created by who? Dan Schneider. I'm sorry, Dan Schneider. I was just talking shit about Legion's body, but Dan Schneider looked like he at least fit a 4XL, and he looks like a toe. That's all I have to say. But hearing about Drake Bell going through that, him opening up about that, specifically him dealing with the assault that he dealt with from a producer who also produced for The Amanda Show and I think a little bit of Drake and Josh, and hearing about that and him opening up about that, I'm saying this right now, you guys, you're going to hear way much more stories about not only the child stars, but also within certain sectors, within various industries, of people using their power for bad rather than spreading it for good. Because now we're kind of in the era of humanitarian efforts and also exposing the hidden unknowns of what is going on within this world. So I'm going to say this right now. if you listen to this and you was doing some bad shit, bitch, you getting your fucking karma. That's all I have to say. But that is crazy, because thinking about Drake Bell going through that, what did Josh go through? And then it makes me think about Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. And we all know about Corey Haim and Corey Feldman and the alleged assault that happened to them. And also with fucking Charlie Sheen taking advantage of one of those young boys. Fuck you, Charlie Sheen. Fuck you. And rest in peace to Corey Haim. But definitely hearing about that. Oh my God. And then, oh my God, we gotta talk about the fucking Wendy documentary. Oh my God, you guys. Okay, we're gonna try to push this out. When it comes to the Wendy documentary, I'm gonna say this. It's definitely sad to see this happening to her. She doesn't deserve, like, what she's dealing with. A lot of people are saying, oh, this is Wendy's karma. I'll say this. When it comes to dementia, I don't think that's her karma. As somebody who had a family member who passed away from Alzheimer's, this is not her karma. This is not her karma. Her journey of having dementia and this being in the forefront is her karma. Just think about the shit that she said in public about these people and having their shit publicized and her being critiquing about it. Her karma is basically what she did to others. You was talking shit about people. You were saying all that extra shit about them. You were talking shit about Kim K. You was doing all that jazz. Guess what? Now it's you're in the forefront, so not everyone could critique you, not only the general public and your audience, but then also the peers who were talking that you were talking shit about can do that to you. It was definitely interesting to see Black China pop in. I was like, oh, okay, well, this is a little different, but it's kind of interesting to see the type of relationship that they have. I will say it's weird that Wendy's conservatorship owner, I know I say an owner, that's not right, but the person who's leading it is some random woman who like is affiliated with the bank. That's very suspicious. So it's very weird. I really hope her family gets justice so they can be in the proper care to take care of her. Kevin, her ex-husband, fuck you, nigga. This is your karma too, because you ain't getting shit and your side chick done left you. So too bad, so sad. I don't know what to tell you. Go sell your fucking Rolls Royce. Go do something about it. Get a job, nigga. Get a fucking job. I hope you have retirement too, but get a job. But it's definitely interesting to see that they are saying that her dementia was more like progressed due to alcoholism. So we're guessing maybe if she stops engaging with alcoholism, will there be something? But I'm gonna say this whole situation, I do think Wendy was hexed. I'm not gonna say who I think hexed Wendy, but there are certain people I'm like, yep, you definitely put a spell on her. I will say this, she need to get a cleanse. She need to get a spiritual cleanse, but then also she needs to like really learn from this lesson, or I'm gonna say this, the next thing we hear about Wendy is going to be some sad news. That's all I have to say. That's it. When it comes to Wendy Williams, because I'm not going to go deep dive in that. I will say this, though. As much as you may not like her, she did open the door for the shock jock wave and a lot of the people that we see in the industry today. Like the Charlemagne's, she opened the door for that. And that was her mentee. So regardless of what you think about Wendy, Wendy also opened the doors for Black women, specifically in radio. And yes, we can also say the Black women who worked with Howard Stern, but the person who really shot it up there was Wendy. We have to say that. But we'll see what happens. And then also, since I gotta bring it back to Diddy, the whole situation with Usher and Diddy allegedly, all I'm gonna say is, Usher, you just did the whole Super Bowl and now you're in Bali with Russell Simmons, who has all these SA assault charges allegedly and all that shit. You need to get your ass out of there, because a lot of like the tarot readings that I've been watching, but then also some of the theorists that we're thinking about as well, Diddy had that whole situation with Usher. And now we're hearing about Justin Bieber, and a lot of people are thinking that Justin Bieber probably was allegedly went through something, and I think so too. Something about Justin is telling me there is something that happened in the past that eventually Justin Bieber will be speaking about something eventually, because there is footage being leaked about the way that Justin Bieber was acting around certain people. You could tell that he was very much uncomfortable, and when he is comfortable to speak up about it, let's open that door for Justin Bieber to speak up, because I don't know what it is. Although him working with Usher did benefit his career, it's like, what would happen to Justin Bieber if he had worked with Justin Timberlake? Although, bro, fuck Justin Timberlake too, because Justin Timberlake is also going to be on freaking NPR's Tiny Desk, and nobody's checking for that shit. That's it, period. Nobody's checking for that shit. But justice to all the victims, regardless of who comes out for this whole Diddy situation, Russell Simmons, regardless who it is, justice for those victims. And I'm saying this right now, pay attention to Justin Bieber and Usher. You gonna see something, especially when it comes to Usher, because we're hearing old things about how Usher's mom allegedly gave away her parental rights to Diddy, allegedly. We're hearing about, like, a lot of people were giving their parental rights to Diddy. So it's like, what the fuck is going on? And I know Sloan Bella, who is actually a psychic on YouTube, she's been very accurate. She did a video about Jay-Z, and it's like, bro, I said this fucking weeks ago. A lot of the pioneers we see within hip-hop, specifically within Black pop culture, the pioneers, the people that we look up to, the people that we idolize, the billionaires, the ones who are the head honchos in power, they are slowly about to be demolished, but they're slowly about to be pushed in the ringer and chewed out, because to the point where you have all this power, but there has not been any movement within the culture. There hasn't been any movement. And also hearing about the terror stories, eventually it is the amount of people you mess with, you do not know who's in certain people's spirit teams. Yes, you can allegedly have the protection and everything like that, but just know what you put out is going to hit you in a tenfold, bitch. But good luck to that, you guys. This is the Let Me Touch the Podcast. It's your girl, Wista. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Google Play, Apple, what else? Wherever you found it is where you got to listen to it. You can also follow me on Instagram at It's Wista, ITSWISTA. You can follow me on TikTok at Words with Wista. You can follow this podcast on Twitter. If you got questions, constructive criticism, if you got some tea, if you just want to vent about life or just want to chat with me, email me at letmetellyousomething@gmail.com. It's on the description box. Like I said, I'm always here to chat. Sometimes too, some of you guys do like keep me updated with your lives, and I love that because it's like a community. What else, you guys? I think that is all for this week. Also, I definitely will be sharing you guys some updates with my artists, because one of my artists is actually going to be performing on March 19th in Brooklyn, and I'll be there. So if you want to meet up and say hi, let's do that. But just know, don't come up me crazy. I got pepper spray, bitch, and a taser, so I might tase your ass, just being honest. But you guys have an amazing day, have an amazing week, and I'll speak to you guys next week. Bye.